Hello, my lovely podcast listeners. I can't believe it has actually been way over a month since the last episode. And I'm so happy to be bringing you another episode right now. I'm absolutely buzzing to share another episode with you. So let's get on with the show. So literally, it has been nice to actually have some time to myself. So apart from a day out to London this week, I've been having a house sort out and just time to myself to chill. I have wrote a book which is kind of the same as the journal edition, but where with that book it was like, this is things I've done, things I want to achieve, and then there's some questions at the back of it for you to answer, for you to like find out what your dream is, how you can achieve yours. This book is still like the same little bits about what I've done, what I want to achieve, how I've achieved stuff and things like that. But it also has things in it where it's like my proudest moments, my other passions. So there's more to it than what the other book had. That was the journal edition. This is like the normal edition. So it's all written. I have done the cover, which I put on my Instagram stories the other day to give people a sneak preview. It's called Being Me, Peter B. I can't say when it's going to be out because I do not know the answer to that. But when I have a date, it will get posted on my social media for everyone, so they know they can purchase the book. And I so can't wait for this book to be out there in the world. It's kind of, yeah, a bit of a biography, amongst other things as well. So guys, when I was in London, I was walking around Selfridges thinking, I wish I was rich and posh because I would love these trainers, this Versace dressing gown. I was like, it's a shame I cannot afford this stuff because it's the stuff that I would love to have. But you can dream, can't you? You can dream. I was in there and was curious about the cocktail bar, so I was like, because I really fancied some Prosecco or something you always do when you're out shopping, but again, it's a luxury life that I don't have. But I thought, a boy can dream, and I thought, I can pretend to be posh for like a day or at least the time I was in Selfridges for anyway. I was looking at the menu and my friend was like, you do know you pushed in, there was a queue of people like behind you. I went, oh, I was like, I didn't see the queue. I was like, but a true diva doesn't give a shit about queues. So did I apologize for pushing in? Nah, because there was no one there. Well, I didn't think there was. But I'm not going to apologise for being a true diva in my life. Um, So we was going around Soho and we went into this bar and was about to leave when I noticed they were doing karaoke, and I was like, oh my God, I haven't done like singing on a stage in front of people for a long time. And I was like, I can't leave now, I need to stay. So I was standing there waiting quite a bit of time before it was my turn to go up, and I was like getting very like anxious and nervous because, and everyone was like, don't be nervous, you'll be fine. And I was like, no, but I've not performed in a long time. I was like, I guess you can class this as a comeback. Like, Adele disappeared, then she come back. I disappeared, now I'm coming back. I was like, I guess you can just class it as that. So I was like, and everyone was going to me like beforehand, are you gonna do a song? And I was like, I don't know, I don't know. And then I just put my name down to do a song. I was singing along to like the other people's songs when they was on stage, and this guy was like, oh my God, you've definitely got to do a song. You've got those vocals. And I was just like, thank you so much. Once I'd gone on the stage, everyone was like, I don't get why you were so nervous. Like, you was really good, do another song. So then I did another song, and then that's when like everyone just joined in. And I mean, when I was there, I felt very appreciated, accepted. People actually watched me, actually was positive towards me, because normally when I performed in a bar, no one gives a shit you're standing there, no one wants to watch you. No one praises you up apart from like your friends or family on social media. You just normally get loads of hate from jealous people. So it was nice that day to actually get the compliments, get supported and encouraged. And after I did the second song, everyone was like, are you going to do another one? Are you going to do another one? And I was like, I'd love to, but I was like, I need to get back to Essex now, because obviously it was like 10:30 and the time was ticking on. So I was like, I need to get home. But I would definitely go there again. I mean, it's definitely put a spark in my head to get the singing back on track. Even if I do just keep it as a hobby for now. There was a guy in there though. Well, two guys, they loved my leopard print jumper. One of them was telling me to sell it on Vinted. And this morning I went onto my Tinder and I was swiping through people, and then this person come up. And I was like, how funny. We was talking to each other in the bar, and now 2 days later he's come up on my Tinder. So yeah, I swiped right, we'll see what happens. But I thought, how funny. P.S. I am not selling the jumper on Vinted. It is too nice, so I am keeping it. I am not auctioning my jumper off. Well, that is a short and sweet episode for you guys. I am so happy I've been able to bring you another episode of The Day in the Life of Pete. I am now getting ready for my friend to come and stay over for the weekend at my parents' house. And I think tomorrow I'm going to go to a farm. They're very, very therapeutic. Plus, I love animals. So, I hope everyone has an amazing time until another episode of this comes out. But it hopefully shouldn't be too long. But everyone, just do your best in life and get through stuff the best you can. That is just my motto that I want to end this episode with. So, all my love. Mwah. And if you want to watch my singing video from the bar the other night, you can go into my YouTube now, where one of the songs I did is right there. All my love again. Mwah.